Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
We are continuing to study this well-known text in 1 Corinthians 10:13. Which says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." That's a wonderful promise, wonderful encouragement. That is a well-known text, memorized by many and certainly familiar to most of God's people, but it is also one that is sometimes misunderstood or disregarded. And we need not to do that. We need to be careful not to disregard it, or we are endangering ourselves to do exactly what the previous verse tells us, which says, "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." And one of the ways that we fall is to misunderstand the nature of temptation, misunderstand the source of temptation, misunderstand the strength of temptations, misunderstand God's purpose in temptations, misunderstand our response to temptations. That's how we fall. That's how we fall. And many times, those who think they stand are not prepared when the temptations strike, and then they are overcome, and sometimes they do fall badly, and other times they stumble rather seriously. But if we will listen very carefully to the Word of God, I think we can avoid both of those bad results and instead face our temptations the way the Lord wants us to and the way that will bring honor and glory to Him. So with that in mind, I welcome you to this Thursday, January 6th edition of the Beacon Broadcast. I thank those whose financial gifts keep us teaching God's Word on this station. Well, as we saw on the broadcast yesterday, this text contains some promises and with it, some very important implications. And we need to understand both the promises and the implications. The first promise that we looked at yesterday is that all trials are common. There is no such thing as a unique trial, a unique temptation. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. That is, it is common to humanity, it is common to the human race, it is common to Christians. As I said yesterday, not that every Christian experiences every trial, but nobody, including you, listen to me now, nobody has a trial that is so different from anybody else's that there's just nothing like it, and therefore mine is the exception, and what God's Word says about trials in general doesn't apply to mine because mine is unique. Mine is different. Mine is of a different nature and character and force and strength than anybody else's. Wrong, 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 wrong. All trials, every trial, including yours, and the one that you have perhaps convinced yourself is unique, is not. And that's what Scripture plainly says. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. All trials are common trials. But number two, we learned that all trials are limited trials. They are not excessive. They are not beyond what is bearable, is what this text tells us. They are limited in their scope. They're limited in their power. They're limited in their effect. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. God, who is faithful, will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. So once again, if we have convinced ourselves that our temptation is beyond ability of anyone to withstand, my temptation is so different that it's impossible to overcome. My temptation is of a nature that nobody could be expected to stand up to that, and certainly nobody could expect me to stand up to that. I know that I have been overcome by it, but God knows, and He knows how great the trial is, and therefore He makes allowances for me. You may not understand, but I know that my trial is of such a nature that it is beyond overcoming. Wrong again. Scripture says otherwise, and when the Bible says one thing and we say the opposite, then you can be sure that we are wrong. God's word is true. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. And therefore, we come to this third promise, promise number one, all trials are common. Promise number two, all trials are limited. Promise number three, all trials are conquerable. They are all conquerable. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. And then this, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Along with the temptation, which sometimes seems unique, but it's not. It sometimes seems overpowering, but it's not. Along with the temptation, God always also provides the way of escape. Is that what the text says? It does. Is that true? Of course it is. If you believe the Bible to be true, then you have to believe that this is true. Of course it is. All trials are conquerable. All of them have with them a way of escape, or maybe more literally, a way out. The idea is a mountain pass. When you're looking at mountains from a distance, you don't see the passes. But if you'll search for them when you get there, you'll find them. And God's, and not every mountain has a pass, but every temptation, every trial, whether you translate this as a trial or translate it as a temptation, it is a testing either way. And every temptation or trial that comes into your life has with it a God-designed mountain pass. It may be narrow. It may be difficult, but it is there every time. God guarantees it. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape. Now, that's pretty clear, and I don't want to get into what I'm going to talk about later, which are the implications from this text, but it's certainly telling us that God controls our temptations, God limits our temptations, and God always provides an escape for our temptations. When God brings a trial, He also brings an escape route. When God brings a trial, He also, always, every time, 100%, brings an escape route that applies to that trial, that will allow you to escape that trial without being overcome by it. God controls the length and the strength of each trial. Now, that doesn't mean that you will not have a trial that's stronger than a trial that somebody else has. That's not what this is saying. What it's saying is you will not have a trial that will be beyond your ability to bear it. God knows you. God knows everybody else. Others may be weaker. Their trials, therefore, may be smaller by God's design until they grow stronger. This is one of the ways, maybe the best way that we grow, is through trials. You may have a stronger trial than your brother. They're not all the same. I know some of you have trials that I have not experienced. I look at the trials of some of God's people and I say, I don't know how I could bear that trial. I don't know how well I would do with that. But this much I know, if God brings that trial or something similar into my life, He will make a way of escape that I will be able to bear it, just like He has done for that other person. God controls the length of each trial. It lasts no longer than what God allows it to, tailor-made for our situation. God controls the strength of each trial. There's no trial that is stronger than we are able to bear as we find the way of escape which God has brought, God has designed, God has deposited along with every trial. No trial will ever be too strong. Do you get that? Did you get that? Do you believe that? No trial in your life will ever be too strong. If you succumb, if you fall, it won't be because the trial was too strong. It will be because you did not avail yourself of the way of escape that God provided. Sometimes we don't want to admit that that's true. We would rather believe that we were overcome with a trial that was too great for us to bear, for anybody to bear. It wasn't our fault that we succumbed to the trial. It was the magnitude of the trial. It was just overwhelming, and nobody could be expected to stand up to that trial, to conquer in the midst of a trial like that. But we're wrong if we're thinking that way. It's texts like these that compel us to adjust our wrong thinking and change it into right thinking, thinking that aligns with the Word of God. All trials are common trials. Yours is not unique. Mine is not unique. All trials are limited trials. None is too long. None is too strong for our circumstances and what God knows is true of us. And all trials are conquerable because with the trial, God always provides a way of escape. For every trial that God brings into our lives, you might prefer the word permits, but rather than brings, I won't quibble over that at the moment, but for every trial that God allows into our lives, He also brings a way of escape, guaranteed. He controls the trial, and He provides a way of escape that we may be able to bear it. Therefore, we can conclude that there is no such thing as a trial, a testing, a temptation that is not conquerable if we will look for God's way of escape and take it. The problem is sometimes we don't want to take the way of escape. We want to succumb to the trial. Shame on us. But if we do that, we have nobody to blame but ourselves. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.